This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hopefully you can fit in a box and then get out of the box, because sometimes if you're not in a box, you never know what it's like to be outside the box. Ty Bollinger's been there. I've been there. We've blown it long since by, but we still get together to go outside the box. Ty Bollinger, how are you, my friend?
Man, after that box montage, my head's spinning. I'm not really sure.
You know what I pulled out of a box one day? Some really cool goodies from Organics. I've got this Magi complex I'm shaking up now. Got my organic greens this hour, folks. If you're not powered up by organic greens, you're missing it. Now, the first story I want to talk to you about, in all seriousness, and I know you picked out a lot of these stories and Super Don was making fun of you for finally doing that over the break.
Yeah.
But
I used to do that a lot about 5 years ago.
Yeah, when you actually had time. Forget it. You're doing extraordinary work. But here's the story. One third of cancer cases are related to obesity and dietary choices. Now, I'm so excited. I've said this for the past few weeks since I got this, but I've got organic iodine, Nation Iodine from Organics, and I'm going to take some right now on the air while y'all are watching on YouTube listening. Super Don, I don't know if you've got yours and know how to take it yet, but I take it every day. And I'm looking at this picture of an obese lady and a lot of these people who are overweight. Part of the problem is there lack of dietary iodine in a form that the body can assimilate? Because when we talk about endocrine function, thyroid function, that has a lot to do with metabolism and weight loss and weight gain.
It does. It does. And the iodine is a big part of it. Dr. Group did a great interview for The Truth About Pet Cancer and talked a lot about iodine. It was specifically for pets at that point, but I've done multiple interviews with him on iodine and the fact that, yeah, it can drastically help you, assist you in maintaining a normal body weight, not being obese. Most people are iodine deficient. You know, this is something, Robert, that we've been saying for a long time, and we've been talking about the potential link between cancer and obesity and so forth, and, you know, just different cancers that had shown an association. But now there's a 2016 report that's in this article we're talking about on Natural News. I didn't even know this had been released in 2016. The International Agency for Research on Cancer showed that excess body fat raises 13 types of cancer risk. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, this is not, it's unlucky 13, but in a lot of ways, I've said it for many years that being overweight in and of itself is not a disease unless you can say there is a metabolic disorder that is significant, and that can be, like you said, an iodine deficiency. There can be other things. But by and large, my experience as a homeopath working with people on their health for many, many years now is that the body, if you have the body type to do so, you might not like it, but it will retain water and fat to dilute the toxic burden that would normally be devastating to the vital organs. And so it's an adaptive mechanism of chronic, survival skill that will hold things off, but only so long, because you can't retain that much toxic burden without impact to the vital organs eventually, and then cancer can manifest.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad that you brought that delineation in there, Robert. I think it's important to note that it's the way that the obesity affects the metabolism that can then result in these chronic diseases, including cancer. As a matter of fact, they're calling it obesity-associated metabolic perturbations. I guess you're perturbed, so they're perturbations. So they said that obesity-associated metabolic perturbations are emerging as key factors and cancers related to excess weight. So, wow, that's yet another reason to continue to eat clean and exercise, isn't it?
Well, it is indeed. And again, looking for food that is rife with the nutrients that are necessary. We talk about the superfoods. I mean, I don't know if you guys have had time to break out your garden yet, because I remember when you first moved in up there, how beautiful. Things were just kind of wow, right? But we have to always work the soil. We have to maintain and reestablish the healthy soil each year. It just doesn't happen magically, right? And that's part of what we talk about, the law of the terrain. Last hour we had a great question on that. And the law of the terrain is your body. It's the food and the environment that it grows in as well. But having food that actually contains the nutrients necessary for full metabolic optimization, if you will. And that's why we do, like, you know, the organic greens, an activated food complex. I mean, it's green juice. It's why juicing is important. It's why supplementing with whole foods is important.
It is. It is, and it also shows here in this article, you know, the importance of not only just eating clean food for the purpose of avoiding cancer, but the way that if you're not eating clean food, the way that if you do put on those extra pounds, that they can literally have a direct link in your cancer risk. Because I think in the past, maybe, you know, we've separated weight from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that there's necessarily a direct link, but or there's definitely an association. Whether there's a direct link, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing researchers here that are saying it does increase your risk one way or another with these 13 types of cancers, which is interesting too, because on the flip side of the coin, there are 13 types of cancers that I'm familiar with that cannabis actually reverses. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's see, Department of David Geffen School of Medicine. You know, this reminds me, over the weekend, Liam Sheff, obviously, it's been a year since we lost our friend Liam. And a dear friend of his who had cerebral palsy since she was a young girl from New York City was visiting. And she came with her uncle, and they brought a lemon tree that we planted in his memory, right? And I think about, you know, the idea of the soil, a perpetual life, of how this happens. Now, for much of my life, and Ty, I imagine yours as well, I didn't know where food came from. I mean, yeah, I heard about farms and stuff. But, I mean, how far removed still most of our culture is from the source of food production? It magically appears in a Walmart, in a Costco, or their favorite neighborhood grocery store, or even a health food store. And, I feel with such a sense of urgency every time I'm on the air, just to remind folks, you've got to bring that production closer and closer and closer to home, just in case.
Yep, you do. You have to start growing at least something at home. And this just shows how lifestyle choices do affect your cancer risk. They do have a big part to play in the cancer puzzle. And it's not something that is not even acknowledged by mainstream. Because if you look at the American Cancer Society, they will, I think it's the Facts and Figures 2018 now. It's mm-hmm. what's on their website. And in that Facts and Figures PDF document, 80 to 85% of cancers are a result of environmental toxicity and lifestyle choices. So mm-hmm. even the mainstream cancer organizations are admitting that your lifestyle choices do affect your cancer risk. It's not 99% genetic bum luck.
Right. Yeah. You know, another story was, it was interesting as I was talking to this girl, Julie. She obviously is under a lot of hospital care because of cerebral palsy, a lot of care. But she is largely healthy, considering what she's been through in her life. And she had connected with Liam because, obviously, you know what Liam wrote about the whole phony HIV test, right? And they tried to tell this girl, who really is not in any way, shape, or form at risk for even if we believe that HIV was a real issue. And they said, oh, yeah, you're one of them. Here, we need to put you on these meds. You need to prepare to die, because she refused to take them because she knew Liam. And he'd like always, you know, anytime she was thinking, oh, maybe I should, he's like, are you kidding? This is completely bunk. And then, this is sort of separate from that, but related to tests, medical tests. I just talked to some lady about her husband today who had prostate cancer. They removed his prostate 2 years ago, did all the things that they do. And they still say, but his PSA is still rising. And I said, ma'am, how is it possible that he can have a prostate-specific antigen when he doesn't know prostate? And the fact is, you can test positive for a prostate-specific antigen, and you also don't have a prostate. I'm telling you, this medical system is so messed up. It's got so many people hoodwinked that the more I look into it, the more I want to say the word retarded, but I can't. So I just didn't say that. It looks.
Well, I mean, by the classic definition of retarded, it's slow. Yeah, I'd say we are slow in coming around on a lot of these things, especially when it comes to the PSA test, which is not prostate specific. The prostate specific antigen, Robert, is not prostate specific because women have PSAs and they don't have a prostate. All the PSA is a measure of inflammation. And so therefore, when they took out the prostate, he had an elevated PSA. They took out the prostate, so he won't get prostate cancer, but the PSA keeps going up. That means there's something else in the body that's causing elevated levels of inflammation that they're measuring as PSA, which means taking out the prostate didn't change his risk of getting cancer because that inflammation is still there somewhere else. And that's the sad thing, that people are being hoodwinked into thinking that there's a correlation when there's not. PSA has nothing to do. Well, it can have something to do with prostate cancer once in a while, but it usually doesn't.
Yeah, no, and again, like you said, a sign of inflammation or selenium deficiency, things like this. And, you know, we have, of course, we pick on the liberal media a lot, and they deserve it. But, you know, on Fox News last week, they had some lady, the beautiful lady writing a book, and she's talking about it, wonderful experiences. She also finds out she has the so-called BRCA gene mutation. And so she's seriously contemplating removing her breasts. She doesn't have cancer, but she's been hoodwinked by the medical establishment. And the hosts on the show are going, we applaud you. You're so brave. I'm like, no. It's cowardly to remove your body parts at the suggestion of a medical deity who is not a deity, a dunderheaded doctor. And as you've said before, and in The Truth About Cancer, people have talked about this, that the BRCA gene mutation could be indicative of the opposite of what they've interpreted as.
Yeah, well, do we even have time to get into the gene mutations theory here? I mean, we got Dr. Thomas Seyfried, who was interviewed for The Truth About Pet Cancer, and one of the things he said was just so brilliant. He said they put Watson, the IBM computer, on cancer, and he's examining all these gene mutations, and the problem is he can't solve cancer because it's not a genetic disease. Garbage in, garbage out. So we got all this garbage going into the theory on cancer, and that's why we can't fix it. We can't cure it with traditional means, with conventional means. They're not traditional, but they are conventional. We can't cure it because we got the wrong input. It's not a genetic disease. And so we're looking at all these mutations and permutations and genetic sequencing, and the reality is it's mostly because of lifestyle choices.
I'm telling you, folks, you've got to unplug from the mainstream media. I mean, use it if you want for entertainment purposes, but if it's a news story or if even it's a morning jokey show and they start talking about flu shots and they start talking about cancer and they start talking about vaccines, you know they've got it 100% wrong. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You tune in, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Truth about cancer, truth about pet cancer, truth about vaccines. We go on and on, on and on and on, and we will, because we got a lot more to do, including the book we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, which people are still digging all these years later. All right, lots more healing to go. We'll talk about a delicious treat that could be a medicine for you. Any chocoholics out there? We got your chocolate coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Okay, Lori says on the YouTube chat room, let's get Robert. He'll eat anything. He eats ground up crickets. Well, yeah, I did. The super fuel with more B15 than a steak. I was pretty cool. And I tried on the air this past week. I haven't got Super Don to do it because I want to get him on video doing it because he's only got the chocolate. Speaking of chocolate, right? I'm going to get to that. It's like yummy. But I wanted to taste the earthy thing. I'm not afraid to eat an insect or two. Probably we've eaten them all our lives, just didn't know it. And I'm alive and well and thriving. I put it in my smoothies and my shakes, and I have no problem. I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. I want to learn more about it, and I think there's more to learn.
There is. It tastes pretty good, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, certainly the chocolate one is a no-brainer for people that can't stomach the thought of eating it. But other stuff sounds... Listen, I eat durian, and who am I to judge? But, it was an earthy taste, and it was fine. But people, you know, sometimes they got to get over the gross factor. These are all cultural things.
They are. Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. But here's the thing. 80 years ago... Lobster was just ground up as food for whales. Now it's a delicacy. It's going to be the same thing with insects, with crickets in the next half century. It's just going to start being, it's sustainable, it's a clean protein. 80% of the world's population eats crickets for protein already. They're not going away.
How, do you know what they're feeding them? I mean, they're certified organic.
Yeah, they are. I'll be able to tell you a little bit more after next week because when I'm going up to Toronto, that's where I'm going, is to the farm where they grow the crickets. And so I'll be able to tell you a little bit more in detail about what they're feeding them.
How far outside of Toronto is that?
About a 2.5-hour drive outside Toronto.
Okay, it's a little ways up. Okay, cool. Well, let's learn about that. So let's start with everybody's favorite flavor, chocolate. There's an article in Natural News. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sensual Sweet Seduction, Why Chocolate is Good for Your Heart, Brain, and Mood.
Well, look, it's good for your mood because it tastes so good, I think.
That makes me happy.
You know, they've shown that, you know, when you eat, it's actually like an aphrodisiac for some people. You know, when you're eating good tasting food, it literally turns on those neurotransmitters in your brain that make you feel good. So that's one reason, because it tastes good. Number two, I think it's good for your heart. This article is saying here that cocoa is, you know, cacao beans full of phytonutrients that are like antioxidants, and they're good for your heart. They're full of a lot of minerals. Another reason that the chocolate's good for you is it's good for your brain. Apparently, there's studies that show that chocolate helps you to be more cognitive. It helps brain function. So that's another reason to eat more chocolate. And then, the mood food, of course, that's the last one. That's the emotions. It makes you feel good. But here's the thing. Make sure it's dark chocolate, right? Milk chocolate is, you know, occasionally not a bad thing to have some milk chocolate, but it's got a lot more sugar, and it's got a lot less cacao. And the part of chocolate that's good for you is not the sugar that makes it sweet. It's the cacao that has all these heart benefits, brain benefits, mood benefits. It's the cacao, not the sugar. So the dark chocolate, less sugar, more cacao, that's what you need to shoot for.
You know, if you're a real man like me, you could eat the cacao nibs. They're bitter, no sugar. But I wouldn't recommend that for everybody.
I can see you doing that, Robert. And you know what? Nothing wrong with that. If it tastes good to you, go for it.
You know what? It's bitter. Bitters, I know what effect they have on the liver and other...
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like, because I know that so well, so intimately, it's like I have this, you know, overall sense of well-being. When I have foods like that come into my body, I'm like, this is awesome. You know, I just know what it's doing. So maybe it's a placebo impact, and other people are going, dude, I just need a little bit of sugar or stevia with my cacao nibs. But however you get it in you.
The bottom line is, yeah, it's however you get it in you. And the reality is, I love the taste of dark chocolate, especially if it's sweetened with stevia, even less sugar, right? If it's got stevia in it, that's awesome. So I want to enjoy that. I wouldn't necessarily go for a cacao bean, but I do the same thing with other stuff. So like with our cricket, with our, trying to think, what else do I do that? Oh yeah, with iodine, you know, it's just more, just get it in and swig it, drink it, do a whole dropper full of iodine, just chug it down, get it in there. Don't try to enjoy it, right? The cricket, I don't drink the cricket to sip and enjoy it. I make a big glass and I chug it because I know it's good for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. And folks, I tried the iodine on the air. For those of you watching on YouTube, you can get it at organix.com, organixx.com. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you get the iodine, the organic greens, that's Superdon's favorite, or the Magi Complex, which is awesome. What a great combination. We've obviously talked a number of shows with Doc Newsom about these formulations, what makes them so special, and how you can benefit from them, and the essential oils and all that. We're using them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I encourage you to do the same. Check it out. Links up the show notes, robertscottbell.com. All right, Super D, you're going to tell us what we're going to do next, because there's some pretty controversial stories. One about gender-neutral scouting. What is that all about? And then mind control in China. Is it only a matter of time before they do it here, too?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And doing it 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and we get one special hour of the week with our good buddy Ty Bollinger from The Truth About Cancer and Organics, Organics with two X's at the end, .com. A lot of supplements we use here to keep us strong and healthy and happy include the iodine, which I'm so excited about, organic iodine. So that's going on. And, we talk about good food, but we talked about good chocolate last segment. But if we go into the science fiction realm this segment, Ty Bollinger, we have to go to China, although it's only a matter of time before it probably is imported back here, because most of the stuff people get is from China, unfortunately.
including apparently caps that you wear on your head during work so that your bosses or the heads of the company can monitor your brain waves. This is for real.
Yeah, I sent this over to Super D to put on the stack for tonight, and unfortunately I thought he was going to give us some valuable input here, so I actually haven't even read this article yet. No, I'm just kidding. I actually have read it, but it did kind of freak me out a little bit. I don't really know exactly what the article means, exactly what extent they're using it, but it does say that in China that they're putting caps on the factory workers to monitor their brainwaves and figure out when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're mad, and all this. So they're actually monitoring their emotional behavior, kind of like the thought police would. I don't know what, like I said over the break, this in and of itself, you know, maybe not a horrible invasion of privacy at this point. I think it is an invasion of privacy, but not horrible, but it's going down that slippery slope that if they have this, if this becomes normal, I mean, what are we going to see in 20 years?
Right. Well, as we know, that the controversy about like social media is that, you know, a lot of those quizzes that were going around, people were playing these games on Facebook and things, and it ended up being psychological experiments, and then immediately they know, you know, what type of person you are, what you find important, what you value, what you don't. Now, primarily it's used for advertisers to sell you stuff, but when it gets into the hands of government, that's a whole different realm. And so if they're now actually wearing, you know, forcing workers to wear hats that kind of detect brainwaves, what are they gathering? I mean, is this the beta testing, or is this generations into it, and we're only seeing, you know, what they want you to see in terms of the technology that's really in play here?
I don't know. Like, the last paragraph gives me some sort of concern regarding artificial intelligence. They're concealed in regular safety hats or uniform hats. These lightweight wireless sensors constantly monitor the wearer's brain waves and stream data to computers that use artificial intelligence algorithms to detect emotional spikes such as depression, anxiety, or rage. So, on the flip side of the coin, could this be being used to create more artificial intelligence in computers eventually, i.e. robots, that eventually might have the same emotions patterned after these emotions that they're capturing right now in humans? Could it be being used for robot intelligence in the future? I don't know. Something to think about.
Well, folks, if you're working in a factory where they're going to make you wear brain monitor hats, perhaps it's a little too late for you to decouple or uncouple from this technological. I don't know. I don't want to say evolution or revolution. I mean, I think this is de-evolution, because, you know, the more you rely on technology, the less you rely on your inner wisdom, your connection to the creator and creation. And that's why, you know, I come back to gardening. You know, people figure out, well, how do I unplug, Robert? Listen, plant something, help it grow, nourish it. If you have kids, help them grow, nourish them. But the more you can, let's say, remove yourself, and I get it, we're in an information age, the technological society is here, while we have the oil to burn, it's going to keep going. But in the meantime, what do you do to find that balance, to strike that balance, to get out and play with the kids, right? I called our buddy Dr. Tony Jimenez. You know, this guy's as smart as anybody out there as a doctor helping people with cancer. He was one of the featured docs in The Truth About Cancer as well. And I'm calling him, and he's like, yeah, I'm just out here playing with my kids. I'm like, you know what? That makes my heart happy, right? Because we can get pretty focused on our work, and sometimes we got to unplug. And I still can do a better job about it, TMB. I can't be the best example. I get out in the garden as often as I can, but, man, I could do better.
Me too. I don't mean to brag, though, but I did just come in about 30 minutes ago before we started the show after swimming out in the pool with the girl. So I was being a good daddy at that point, or maybe I was doing it just for my own well-being. but I was out playing with the kids at that point, which is always fun to be able to do in a pool, right?
Well, I know the kids appreciate it. No, you're not bragging. This is the kind of thing I want to hear. I want to have people realize that, yeah, you can work hard, but you got to find a way to unplug and enjoy, you know, the time with your loved ones. Get out there and get into the natural world. And like I said, I'm talking to myself here. This is for me. I need to do more of that.
Oh, you and me both, man. You and me both. But you don't need to do it out in China, because that's we're talking about these hats that are measuring brainwaves in China. Hey, remember last week? I think it was, we were talking about in Shenzhen province where they had the facial recognition and the jaywalkers, right? They put the jaywalkers picture up on the screen.
Right.
So, yeah, don't go out and play with your kids out in the Shenzhen province, China, because if you jaywalk, you'll be publicly shamed.
Yeah. And another limitation on the going out and playing, don't be out going out and playing with anybody in the Antifa movement, right? The so-called anti-fascist movement, which apparently has its roots in Nazism.
Yeah. Don't, the anti-fascism movement has its roots in fascism and Nazism. So apparently Antifa was modeled after the SS, the Nazi, which is, you know, people don't realize that the Nazi party, Nazi stands for National Socialist Party. So we have many people in the United States that are, you know, proud socialists, especially in the Bernie camp. Well, so was the Nazi Party. They were proud socialists as well, and apparently Antifa was modeled after the Nazi Party.
Folks, you got to be careful who you play with. And of course, they had a lot of the money funneling into these organizations from George Soros. You know, this idea that you should centralize bureaucracy, remove private property, it is the antithesis to the basis of you know, the dawning of the American Republic all those years ago, which said that, you know, sovereignty was with the people. A government should be limited in scope and power just primarily to defend the liberty, the individual liberty that exists within the people. And, of course, that's the pretty much the opposite of what we see in socialism, Nazism, fascism. Now, there are aspects of fascism in the United States. We do know that there's corporate control of government. We're not naive about that. But this is again, a bastardization, if you will, a complete alteration of what kind of government we are supposed to have. And you know, including democracy. How many times do you hear in the news, whether it be a news reader or it's a politician, both Democrat and Republican, referring to the American Republican form of government as a democracy?
Yeah, they don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, you're right. It's a bunch of teleprompter readers. Going back to the Oceana airline, you know, with the different pilots that were, the story was broken by a San Francisco news crew only to find out that they had been punked by the NTSB. Mm-hmm. And all the names were made up all the Asian pilots were made up names. So
right.
They're teleprompter readers, right? It's not news anymore. I'm looking at this Antifa article though. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that Antifa has been, let's see, three different bribes, I guess you'd call it, from different organizations, $100,000, $50,000 cash, another $50,000 cash to Antifa to commit acts of violent terrorism. So they're openly giving money to Antifa to do what? What's the purpose of Antifa? Since they were patterned after the Nazis, what's the purpose? The purpose of Antifa is to drive a wedge between the left and the right and to create this tension. That's the whole purpose of Antifa. It's not for any kind of social justice. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. That's not the case.
Right. And when we talk about, I use the term antithesis, which is antithesis. And thesis, antithesis, results in synthesis. We get to the Hegelian dialectic, which I haven't said in a long time. So those of you from Steve Fell playing the silver hydrosol drinking game, take a shot. Or take a shot of organic greens right now, because this is how you're being played. They roll out, they trot out these so-called leftist groups with, you know, these artificial groups that are this, that. They claim to be something that they're not, just to foment division. And by dividing, they conquer, right? And then they synthesize and they orchestrate. They basically socially engineer you into do something you wouldn't ordinarily do if you were left alone among your peers, your community, to find another peaceful way to live together without violence driving every moment of the day.
Yeah, and it's bizarre that these groups that are claiming that we are the ones, that the conservatives, that the ones that are pro-Trump or whatever the group might be, that we're the ones that are the haters, that we're the ones that want to see other people hurt, that want to see, you know, people not have access to medical treatments, whatever it might be. They're the ones that are committing acts of violence. They're the ones that were out at the University of California, Berkeley, when Milo, remember last year, they wouldn't allow him to speak because of basically a riot on campus. They're the ones that are destroying downtown areas. They're the ones that are out there committing arson. They're the ones committing acts of violence while they tell us that we're the ones that hate and we're the ones that are violent. It's the most bizarre thing. And you see people, did you see this is totally off topic, but did you see the quote comedian doing the roast on the Trump?
White House press briefing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they annually do this. And the thing is, I read the transcript of the jokes. There were maybe two out of everything in her set that I thought, okay, that was kind of cute and funny. But a lot of it was, and Roseanne Barr had a comment that, you know, real comedy comes from love, not from hate. right? And because they're seething hatred underlying the comedy, it's not funny. But if they want to do it, they're going to be doing it on their own, because I think next year nobody's going to show up from the administration, not even the press secretary who they tried to roast in a vicious way.
No, nobody's going to show up. But here's my question, Robert. The White House was the one that hired that comedian for the dinner, for the White House correspondent dinner. What the heck? Yeah.
Who
hired? So who the heck dropped the ball on that and didn't do their research on her and watch her, some of her stuff that's been on Comedy Central, where she's just a vile comedian? What did they think that they were going to get from her?
Yeah, and listen, this is not us saying we're against her freedom to make stupid jokes. That's fine. But you don't have to show up. And that's what I was saying with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She probably did. She's like, why did I even bother? I don't think it's going to happen next year. They've screwed the pooch on that deal now. But I had no idea that somebody in the White House actually was the one that hired her. That's bizarre.
Yep, that is bizarre. Somebody totally dropped the ball. Somebody got fired over that one.
Yeah, well, you know, we could have brought Hillbilly Hank up there. It'd been actually funny.
Robert, I know one thing. Hillbilly Hank would have been a lot more funny than whoever that lady was, that's for sure.
There would probably be a lot less jokes about, we won't go there. Anyway, folks, we get together each and every week to go outside the box. And it's, you know, outside every box. And, of course, a lot of what we do is about healing and health because, you know, our passion is there. Ty's born out of all the family members that he has lost, and I've lost some over the years, too. And, you know, really invested in bringing that power to heal back to each and every one of you where it belongs. Of course, we'll talk about things in politics and economics as well. And, you know, bring that power to heal in those arenas as well, because there are principles that guide us, and they're the same everywhere we go. We're not going to disconnect from them. We got one more segment. Would you put your girl in the Boy Scouts? That's the question we have coming up in the final segment, Outside the Box, on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger, my good buddy. And TMB, again, there's not a week that goes by that somebody doesn't call or reach out to me and talk about Unlock the Power to Heal, and they're still gaining information and knowledge. I mean, you know, we touch a lot of people, but it's like there's so many people that have yet to hear the information that, you know, you've been putting out there with the truth about cancer and, of course, the things we get to do together. And it's just, man, so uplifting every day to know that the people are being empowered. You know, we're not taking power from people. We're reminding them that it's theirs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that'd be a great slogan for your show, Robert. Something like power to heal is theirs, the power to heal is yours.
Something like that. I'll have to work on that. Don, remember work on that for me, all right? Now, if we talk about empowering and disempowering, I mean, a lot of this stuff, we talk about division, purposeful division from above. Now, and I'm not talking above like God-like stuff. I'm talking like criminal minds like Soros and others trying to manipulate New World Order stuff. And they distract people. People are easily distracted. Let's be honest. If you're not deeply committed, you know, a life filled with passion, mission oriented, right? You know why you're here. You know what you're, it's very easy to be thrown off course. And, you know, when we're covering stories like this, I don't want to do it to throw people off course. I mean, I want to point out absurdities. Maybe we gripe, bitch, moan, and complain just a little bit about it. But perhaps it's to bring the course back to some semblance of, well, this kind of makes sense again. This is the heart of where we should be. And this relates to, my daughter, she's in the Girl Scouts. She enjoys that. But, with what they do, I don't want boys in the Girl Scouts any more than I want girls in the Boy Scouts. But somehow now, we're out of touch. It's just bizarre.
It is bizarre because now apparently the Boy Scouts are removing the word boy from their name And so now they're just the scouts. They're actually, we'll let Superdon chime in a second on what their actual official name's going to be. But you're right. I mean, it's the Boy Scouts. So look, boys should be in the Boy Scouts. That's not anything against girls any more than I feel like girls should be in the Girl Scouts because it's the Girl Scouts. And so boys shouldn't be in there either. That's not sexist against boys and not sexist against girls. It's just, that's what the names indicate is that it's Scouts for girls and Scouts for boys. But we're in such a politically correct scenario nowadays where everybody has to be all-inclusive that now the Boy Scouts are changing their name, which is, to me, it's pathetic.
Super Don, do you have an idea of why this is happening? I mean, I obviously love to philosophize on these things and speculate, and sometimes we can actually nail what's happening. But do you have a sense why this is happening?
Well, listen, the Boy Scouts, which I was a Boy Scout, and I have fond memories of the scouting program, there was never a question about this up until, I don't know, maybe this whole thing started maybe around 10 years ago. And they've been under fire now for a long time about being a boy-oriented group that is not inclusive of all people who might identify as a boy. And so they've been fighting this for a long time. They've gotten sued. And I, you know, there have been stories over the years that we've covered where they've just, you know, they've been really under a lot of pressure. And apparently they've caved because now they used to be called the Boy Scouts of America. This was the umbrella organization, right? The BSA. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep the umbrella organization the same. It's going to be the Boy Scouts of America, but the Boy Scouts program underneath that umbrella is now, instead of going to be the Boy Scouts of America, it's going to be Scouts BSA, which I don't understand because BSA stands for Boy Scouts of America. So if you call them Scouts BSA, it's still got the word boy in there.
Yeah, but Don and Robert, apparently the word boy doesn't mean anything anymore if they're letting girls in the Boy Scouts. So maybe BSA in the name doesn't matter because a boy doesn't mean boy anymore. It means anyone who feels like they might identify as a boy that day.
What do you guys think? I'm just trying to figure out what is an agenda here? If we're trying to make everything gender neutral, what's the benefit?
It's political correctness. It's political correctness is what it is. It's because the gender neutral, thing has just gone out of control at this point. The Boy Scouts of America just don't want to deal with the pressure anymore.
All right. Well, I think there is some bizarre level of control they're trying to elicit to kind of neutralize the idea that there's such a thing as a boy and a girl or a man and a woman. And I don't know. I don't think it's because we're old and gray yet that we're believing this way. I think they're the ones that are off their rocker, TMB. I don't know. Just tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
They are off their rockers, but they do need to remember that the power to heal is yours.
And yours. And yours. Thank you, guys.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.